AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirming that Facebook caved to pressure from the White House to censor COVID-19 content during the pandemic if it challenged the general consensus of the medical community. Zuckerberg, in a letter to Congress, says he wishes they had pushed back harder at the time. Russia launching a massive missile and drone attack across Ukraine.
Multiple people have been killed or injured in a second night of Russian drone and missile attacks into Ukraine. President Biden has called these attacks outrageous. This is some of the largest that we've seen since this war began. Overnight, Russia launched long-range missiles by air, land, and sea on multiple infrastructure targets across the country, from Lviv to Kyiv, Kharkiv to Odessa. They've used hypersonic missiles, much more difficult for the Ukrainians to defend against.
ABC's James Longman at the Foreign Desk. Donald Trump hitting the Midwest with 10 weeks left until the election. Kamala Harris out of the public eye since the DNC hits Georgia tomorrow. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and the Department of Natural Resources introduced an update for Wisconsin's clean water standards this month that brings Wisconsin in line with federal rules. Republicans and the governor continue to disagree over who should be responsible for PFAS cleanup. Harmful algae blooms are getting more common. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. John Rumpler of Environment America says large factory farms are one of the main reasons.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In a story we've been following, we now know why the Reedsburg varsity football team canceled the first two games of the season. It has to do with harassment of Amish people in the community. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister released a statement saying his office was doing extra patrols after learning someone was targeting the Amish in Sauk County. They ended up finding a car in question out and about in the area with nine minors inside. All of them were cited for disorderly conduct. According to Wisconsin Public Radio, the teens vandalized barns, homes, and a school. One woman told WPR she went to speak with some of the victims and they were kind and forgiving. She's now holding a benefit to raise money for the Amish community so they can fix the damage. Meanwhile, the principal of Reedsburg High School says she's devastated that so many student athletes will miss out on playing, but says this is a learning experience. According to WPR's reporting, it's unclear whether the teens will face any additional consequences. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known. Right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, it will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwaba.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
The Harris campaign put out this video today in response to the former president apparently, you know, waffling on the debate. I just want to play this.
But why not debate her?
We'll wait. But because they already know everything.
That's all. Trump's, you know, not doing the debate. That's the same thing they say now. I mean, right now I say, why should I do a debate? I'm leading in the polls. And everybody knows who everybody knows me.
Day number 11 billion and me wanting to kiss and date and marry the Harris campaign.
Yes.
They just did all Trump talking with a chicken chorus. Mm-hmm. They can borrow ours. We have a singing chicken chorus.
Bark, bark,
if you need something
bark,
to change it up.
Bark.
It is so exhausting. Always being the smartest man in every room, Chris. Always being right. You guys are like, no. He has to debate. He's going to have to. And I'm like, he's going to puss out. I'm
just telling
you.
It must be nice to always believe you know better.
I know. It's true.
To always think you're the smartest person in the room.
It's a weight.
No, it's awful.
It is awful, and yet it is a weight that I bear for America. Speaking of America.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Speaking of America. Did Donald Trump do a thumbs up over a soldier's grave at Arlington where my mother and my father are buried? Also, did Bobby Kennedy, who just endorsed said traitor, cut the head off a whale?
He did, with a chainsaw.
Yep. Okay. I frequently, because as I famously have never done any drug, even pot, so I frequently am like, but did someone slip me LSD in the 70s, or is this election cycle actually happening? Okay, you see.
I wonder what Cheryl Hines thinks of that.
I don't think she cares.
It's a sociopath that is supporting another sociopath. And I'm sorry, Chris, but did Tulsi Gabbard enter the room?
She did.
She's helping Donald Trump with his debate prep.
Yeah, she's going to be the Kamala Harris of the debate prep. Yes.
Let me get this straight. So the Susan Sarandons of Jill Stein's has now entered the room. And now there's speculation that he is going to dump Vance for either Tulsi Gabbard or Bobby Kennedy.
Because I haven't heard that.
Because that Bobby Kennedy, that'll put that weird thing to rest.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's smart strategy there. Did I have you print every
tweet
on the internet about the Arlington thing?
Yes, you did.
Charlie Pierce writes about it, who will join us later, because I, as you know, I just interred my mother with my son. My mother is now also buried there with my father. Hero, Nuremberg prosecutor. The ground that Donald Trump, this traitorous, felonious rapist, was walking on yesterday
to
do a thumbs up at someone's grave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. People he's called Captain Bone Spurs, people he's called suckers and losers. Oh, yeah. Okay, I just wanted to know with other people whose parents are not buried there were just as offended, and the answer is yes.
Yes,
everyone.
Yes.
And as Charlie writes, how the hell did this happen? I mean, as they were saying, these poor families that get used as props, I don't get it. If it was are they saying it was the families that invited him?
I think
How does Arlington, how do they allow this? It's, I can't even tell you on how many levels. If I had more levels, Chris, I mean, I'm fairly shallow. I live in Hollywood. Oh. If I had more levels, I would be offended on all of them.
All right.
By the way, thank you for all your nice compliments about how well Chris and I played nicely together at the DNC last week. There was a betting pool that we would kill each other.
It's all in
because we were sitting just like this for like a week.
Surprised we didn't get COVID. Everyone else did.
I know. Chris and I just both tested negative for COVID, but everyone else has it. Like, oops.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brooklyn Dad Defiant is joining us, hopefully, but he's got COVID.
I told him he has till the very last moment to say no if he doesn't feel up to it.
Yeah.
Because he's got it.
Aw, he's so cuddly. I got to smoosh him last week. I did smoosh him, and I tested negative. So good.
Yes. He was on set with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary Trump tweeted she has it, and she has asthma, so she's not doing well. Yeah. Another gift that keeps on giving from Donald Trump.
Yeah, like half the higher-ups in the Kamala Harris campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, folks from our Chicago radio station.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a convention, and he was masking up, as far as I could tell.
You know what I have? Now I have, I watched JoJo from Jersey's TikTok video. Now I have fear of missing out, and I was there.
What are you missing out on?
I should have gone back to the convention center in the afternoon, because that's when everyone's there.
All you could have gotten talk about was the two-hour line.
I know. But maybe that was only Monday, because Thursday it didn't take me that long to get in. I should have gone back.
What time did you go in?
Well, see, because we're there at ass o'clock and no one's there yet. So, and then we were exhausted and hungry, so we wanted to go and have lunch and we had to exercise because, we're us.
Us.
I had to walk. He had to lift Buicks.
Yeah.
Was there specifically a lift a Buick gym there?
Quads gym in Lakeview. Yeah, absolutely.
He does more. He's a fantastic, general manager, producer, but he doesn't do more research on where gyms are than really anything. Like, he could just say he's like Rain Man for, there's one at, Wacker and whatever. And also, definitely. But that's why you look like that.
Yeah, I have priorities.
I know. Good for you.
You look for walking paths along the lakefront.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I walked back from the convention center to our hotel once, and that was a mistake.
Well,
you tried to warn me.
We did. You go through some neighborhoods that might not be the safest in the world.
Oh, well. I like to get the guy excited that wants to kill me for the life insurance money, that it might be his lucky day.
Anyway,
JoJo did a great TikTok because she got to see everybody, but that's because they were there in the afternoon and I should have gone back. It was just, we were exhausted after doing our show and we went to other events. And anyway.
You might have gotten COVID if you did that.
That's true, Jody. That'd be the one place I see. All right. So anyway, what did I do a light dusting of? Yes, I was just several people. Andrea Younger said, in a decent world, it would be unthinkable that a convicted felon and third-generation draft dodger who openly despises our soldiers and veterans would be allowed to use hallowed ground of Arlington National Cemetery for his campaign prop. In a decent world. As Don LaFontaine would say, in a perfect world. In a perfect world, he'd already be in prison.
If Don LaFontaine were still with us.
Right.
But I'm not.
No.
In a perfect world, I'd still be alive.
He might be in a perfect world now.
I am in a perfect world.
You never know.
For those of us who want to believe, our loved ones are still with us. In a perfect world, I hear everything you say, Stephanie. By the way, I really enjoy your show. It's perfect. Okay. Wow, this is how tired I am, Jody. I'm interviewing dead voice actor Don LaFontaine.
Right.
Listen, you know what I noticed? Everybody, a friend of MSNBC, is taking off this week because they're exhausted. But who's here? We are. We're here. We're exhausted.
Yeah, everybody's off at MSNBC. Holy cow. Yeah, Jonathan Lemire and...
bunch of pusses. Yeah. Everybody took this week
Jeez.
Off.
Jeez.
We are here. Mm.
I don't...
At your service.
The B-team is fine at MSNBC.
What? No, they're fine. They're good. They're just...
They're fine.
Yeah, right. I met most of them last week, so don't... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sleepy. But what was I going to say?
Oh. Arlington.
Oh, Chris, did you know that Tim Walz petted a dog that's not his?
Yeah, and there was video of it.
Yeah, yes.
Why is this a problem?
It's a problem.
Because they've got nothing. He really is. He is Mr. Rogers meets Ted Lasso. I mean, he could not be a more perfect human to me. I'm just saying.
He triggers Megyn Kelly something fierce.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what it is? Because they can't. How do you spin that he's not manly or he's not masculine enough? He's a football coach. He's a hunter. He's a, you know, a Midwestern guy. It's but they just can't figure it out, right? Ooh, I saw a cool poll. Hang on. Hold, please. Uh-oh. It's 75 pages ago. They did polling that, you know, more women think. I'm hoping. I thought maybe I don't know because I'm a
girl.
A gay. No, an A gay.
Oh, an A gay.
A les.
You're A gay or you're an A gay?
She's a lady les. Over. She's a lady gay.
I'm a lady lake lover.
With alliteration.
Right. Here's my point, Chris.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. See what happens when you take him on the road? It's out of control
Stop
now.
That.
Here it is. Multiple polls. Women see Walls as a better model of masculinity than Vance. Turns out a guy can fix a car, hunt, coach football, and care deeply about other people.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so. That more people go, that's what a man should be. Mm-hmm. That I mean, when he said the thing, you know, Gwen and Gus and Hope, you are my entire world. Like, you believe him. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's a guy that really has... Did someone write piece. Was it Rich Lowry in the New York Times that said Donald Trump can win on character? I mean, are you just trying to make people laugh out loud at you?
Yes.
I just... Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of how very, very loving they are, JoJo from Jersey. This is our new game. We text each other every day with mean tweets. It's like a version of mean tweets. Is that... Who does that? Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel does.
Yeah. That's what JoJo and I do every day.
Right.
You are not hurting us, maggots. You are just entertaining us. So I just posted a bunch of pictures, right? A nice little tribute to... I did a little tribute to all of y'alls.
Yeah, thank you.
For how great everybody was last week. And I just said, if you ever do a road trip, take JoJo from Jersey. She's just a big ball of fun. And then I did a bunch of different pictures. And Jay Crusher, 723, said a lot of aging hookers in these photos. And I said, I texted JoJo. I said, you know... I think I'm flattered that he still thinks I can make money at it.
Yeah.
So to me, that was... I mean, to you, that may be an insult, but I was like, well, thank you. I can still charge for this? This milkshake still brings all the boys to the yard?
You know what?
Damn right.
You have some free time in the afternoon. Why not go make some money with it?
I should. That's my biggest FOMO, is I should have done more hooking at the DNC.
Shake that money maker,
had I known.
I'm sure the
people think... People are starting to believe my lie age, which is fantastic. I'm in the still young enough to make money, you know, having sex with strangers category. And I will, at my age, I will say thank you. Thank you.
Hmm? Yeah. I'm sure the Chicago hookers were busy last week.
I'm sure they were.
I'm sure there's a COVID outbreak amongst the Chicago hookers now, too.
I had a window. I could have bought us those new headsets.
That's on you. Yeah. That is on
it
you.
The snorting? Is it the snorting? Is that like an erection killer? Could I, would I, like... If I wore, like, my hoochie dress, I could get them there, and then I'd be like, and they'd be like, ugh, God.
We could be talking into brand new headsets right now if you'd done some hooking.
I'm sorry.
Young lady.
Listen, I apologize, America.
I did refer to you as little one yesterday.
You did, on a text chain. Oh, we're having a fantastic congressional candidate in Indiana. Everything is possible this year.
Yeah.
Oh, and we also, Latifah Simon is her name that I interviewed. We got to have her on. She's up for Barbara Lee's seat. She's fantastic. She spoke at the convention. She's one of the new, you know, superstars of the party. So everything is possible. Don't say, oh, red state, whatever. It's not going to happen. Who is it? Christopher Boozy's saying Florida.
Yeah.
Could possibly.
It's in play.
I heard someone say Texas.
I don't know.
Don't. I would... Captain Block. Don't. Bit. Buzzkill. Don't.
I don't know that I would. Maybe Florida.
So is he going to debate or not? Wait a minute. Now he wants the mics muted.
Yeah.
Is it just because she doesn't? He said, no, I don't then. Or is it because his handlers can't control him?
Right.
And she knows that she'll know exactly how to trigger him. But since when does he not want some shut the up Donnie device? I can't even. I knew it. I knew he was going to start his pre-pussing, and the pre-pussing has begun. Ow! All right. We can alternate chickens, Anne.
Bawk, bawk. What's that, Double Kitty? Okay. Thank you. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why we got along last week. I mean, A, we were in the bunker together, you know. But also, we knew that our homes were safe, so we had peace of mind.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
And also, our hotel rooms were on different floors.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true.
That helps.
It does help.
You were next to JoJo, though.
I was next to JoJo. Yeah. I had her Sunday night dinner in my refrigerator the entire time.
Yeah, thank God you're gay. Otherwise, that would have been a, you know.
Well, she had fish. I finally threw it out on Wednesday.
Excuse me? Don't. The point is, our homes are protected by Simply Safe.
Yes, that's... Wow.
Maybe you should have protected her meal with Simply Safe.
My kitty was protected.
And had a little pink nose.
She does.
With Simply Safe 24/7, monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door with exclusive live guard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, saying, Get out. Simply Safe earns your trust, keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in, named best home security system by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Hiya. Join countless listeners who have joined us in having peace of mind. Get simplysafe.com/Stephanie to save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Pardon me. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes...
Stephanie Miller.
You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Whoop. Whoop. There goes gravity. Whoop. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pearce coming
yes.
up. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Fingers crossed. Hopefully his COVID is easing.
Yeah.
By most accounts, it was like a relatively light.
He said he had
COVID.
A bad fever yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Oh, hopefully it's better today.
Oh, dear. Chris and I have tested negative. Fingers crossed. Okay, I'm just, mommy's still hurting from her fall. Mommy's, I'm in that grandma's falling phase.
Do we need to get you a life alert?
Yes, we got to get her a life alert.
You wouldn't come even if I did. You'd be like, I'll see
Someone
you in the morning.
Would.
I'll see you in the morning.
Someone
I'm not coming
would.
Back.
I'd show up and be on the show.
You would step over my body.
Yeah.
To the microphone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should take the microphone with me everywhere, so if I fall, Jody will be sure to show up.
I have this one.
Uh-huh. Maybe we could connect the life alert to Moby's house. He can come over and check on you.
He won't there care either.
No?
No one cares about Grandma. Except Karen in Chicago, but oh. She would come, but she lives too far. Hi, Karen.
No matter what occurs, I will come to you. I will find a way to get to you.
To you are my one true love story. Do you know that, Karen? Okay, go ahead.
You know, it does not surprise me that Tim Walz is polling so well with women. When all you have is toxic masculinity as your brand as a party, I remember Madison Cawthorn talking to women saying we have to raise monsters. No, we don't. True men are kind, compassionate, and caring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yes.
It's just like, I am so over it.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, I was calling some audibles. You know what? You're part of the family, Karen, because we're not listening to you. We're just, I was listening. I was listening, but I also was asking Jody if the, have you
of
seen this?
Of course I bleeped it. I'm a good
Speaking
girl.
Of.
I double checked.
I might go straight for Doug Emhoff or Tim Walz, Karen. I'm just saying. But have you seen this thing? It's the Dougie rap song?
It's the Dougie rap song.
To Doug Emhoff. Is he
also
not perfect?
Oh, my God. He is absolutely perfect. I mean, the way he looks at her, this is what real men do. You know, it's not. And, the women who are voting against their own best interests and voting by proxy because these women are traumatized. They are.
Yes.
They need to get out. Get out.
I told
you because it's just they're
I'm
not.
I'm just saying, had I known men came like this, they're not threatened by strong
maybe.
Women. Because no,
That's
I was telling the story when in Chicago. In fact, Karen, back in the 80s, when I was doing radio, I was dating another comic, a guy, and I remember one that like second date or something. He said, you make as much as in an hour as I make all year, I think. And that was like the last day. I knew it. I'm like, that was the last date. That was it. And I'm just saying, Doug Emhoff, that is a real man that is not threatened at all by a woman as powerful as Kamala Harris. I mean, I just love the whole, hey, it's Dougie. All right, we don't have time now to play.
No, we don't.
It's long.
All right, but we'll play a little bit when we get back. I don't know why I just love it so much. It's just, a lot of it's visual, but it's him dancing with her and all kinds of stuff. But it's the Dougie, How to Dougie, the rap song. I was highly entertained.
It's very cute.
I can't get enough of Kamala Harris dancing. I'm just,
I'm in my joy. No one's taking it, Chris. Not even you. Don't
He's
stare
trying.
At me like that.
I,
you know what it is? I think I'm going to put my chair next to you, like at the convention. I think that's you miss me. I'm too far away, aren't I? We're losing our closeness.
I had a week of that.
Make that face. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and the Department of Natural Resources introduced an update for Wisconsin's clean water standards this month that brings Wisconsin in line with federal rules. Republicans and the governor continue to disagree over who should be responsible for PFAS cleanup. Harmful algae blooms are getting more common. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. John Rumpler of Environment America says large factory farms are one of the main reasons.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Fitchburg basketball court has been out of service much of the summer because of vandalism happening over and over again. Fitchburg police believe multiple times now someone has driven on the court, ruining the tiles. Dream Court is unique. There aren't many of them across the country. So fixing it is a huge expense and a huge time suck. Authorities talked to neighbors and asked if they had security cameras, and they finally have a lead. A multicolor pickup truck. They've released photos. It's red in the front with a black bed. If you think you've seen that truck, call Fitchburg Police. Meanwhile, people are reporting break-ins at the dog park. According to WKOW, one couple had their windows smashed and a purse stolen at Middleton Dog Exercise Park over the weekend. Middleton police told the outlet it's becoming a more common trend there. That's left dog owners worried when they come to let their pet get some exercise. Middleton police say they'll release more information soon, but for now, they advise people don't leave any valuables in their cars at the dog park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid again today, partly cloudy with a high of 94. The heat index 105 or better this afternoon. We do have a chance of thunderstorms later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It will be cooler with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. What's grinding his gears and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Then Biden campaign had requested that the mics be turned off when each of the candidates was speaking. That is a little different from the way that the Harris campaign is approaching this. They actually want the microphones to stay on. This is a statement that from Brian Fallon, the Harris campaign senior advisor for communications. I'll read you part of it. It says, our understanding is that Trump's handlers prefer the muted microphone because they don't think their candidate can act presidential for 90 minutes on his own. They later go on to say that they don't think he can handle himself against Vice President Harris without the benefit of a mute button.
We've suggested a ball gag in the past. He loves Hannibal Lecter so much, we've suggested the face mask. Mm-hmm. So for everyone's protection, including his own. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready to do the Dougie? Who wants to do the Dougie? The kids are so cute with the TikTok, aren't they? Oh, my God.
Hey!
Hey!
Can you teach me how to Dougie? Making moves like America's very first hubby. Left, right, middle, got everybody jumping for George. Like a happy Teletubby.
Yeah!
Can you teach me how to Dougie? Adding more points than a pint of chubby hubby. Timmy's Martinez, Doug is more Paul Rudy. Cuddly and comfy like a big fleece snuggie. Ooh, can you teach me how to dug it? Sweet and Jewish like apples and honey. Got me writing checks like an old school bubby. Baruch atah, Kamala's hubby, let's dug it.
What?
Teach me how to dug it, teach me how to dug it. Everybody love me, you ain't f***ing with my Dougie. Republicans can't dance, what have they got? Cheesy bros trying to bob their heads to Kid Rock. But the Dems are smooth, Barack had a groove. Michelle and Basic, come on, let's move. Hillary hit the move, called on with her. And Joe stepped back so we could get to work. Kamala got moves and you know she's brat. She rock it like this, she rock it like that. Ooh, and she knows how to dug it. Look what she did with the kids, we love it. Trump's got one move in his bag of tricks. Looks like it's to imagine their. Here's Trump dancing right next to his buddy. Step to M off, yo, he'll teach you how to dug it.
Fantastic. You have to watch it because the visuals are fantastic.
That takes you back to 2010.
Who did? Was it a late night show that did the We Will Rock You and everybody's in it? Hillary and
yes.
Nancy Pelosi and yeah. Pete yeah. Buttigieg yeah. And then the fake Melania. They're like doing the bump bump.
Uh huh. Colbert, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Colbert.
Oh, this does remind me of Obama, but it was like, you know, it was newer back then. Remember the, you know, Will I Am and all mm-hmm. that stuff that just organically sprang up? You know why? Because she's cool. Because mm-hmm. she has that thing that Obama had. She's cool. Mm-hmm. And it's just all these memes are fantastic.
The Dougie was a 2010 thing.
Oh, my God. Did you see the other? Yeah. Did you see the other Trump? Oh, my God. He is so low energy. It really
yeah.
feels
oh, yeah.
like he
yeah. yeah.
But they did a whole montage of people yawning. Him speaking.
Yes.
It's his actual speech. He's just droning on.
And people
and
behind
it's cutting
him.
To people falling asleep, to mm-hmm. yawning. To, just like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Chris, who said, you burn an American flag, you go to jail for 1 year. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. They say, sir, that's unconstitutional. We'll make it constitutional. Who said that?
The great bait.
No. Oh, that was close though. The orangutan himself. Oh,
okay.
Donald J. Randy Singer said, cool, what if you try to kill a Capitol Police officer with it?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. All right, can I just say, I was looking, oh, I think it was Dino Badala, who we just had on yesterday, was tweeting about how low CNN's ratings are. Like, you know, that so many, like, podcasts and YouTubers have more. So this is a whole different campaign. She doesn't work for the mainstream media.
No.
She's answering reporters' questions.
She sure is.
She's doing it all the time. If you've seen her on Tarmac or wherever, she doesn't owe them. This isn't a hostage crisis. She doesn't have to, like, cave in to whatever their demands are.
Fewer people are watching the mainstream news than are watching, like, TikTok and
yes,
all of those.
But this is why the social media influencers have,
right.
like, all the access at the DNC
exactly.
more than we did, even. Like, you
that's
know, they
right.
had their own tent, their own area.
Yeah.
It's only because we're friends with all of them that I was everybody's plus one. Like, I'm with JoJo.
I'm with Brooklyn Dad.
You're radio. Yeah. Hey, radio nerd, out.
Yeah. Dinosaur media, you.
You, out. Shoo. Radio? Do they still have that?
I was asked that.
You were asked if they still have it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's still a thing.
It's still a thing. Hi, we're here.
Well, someone once asked me, oh, do you get paid for that? I'm like, what? Yes, it's a job. Okay. John tweets, John Pavlovitz said, "Dear mainstream media, we seriously don't give a damn that Kamala Harris isn't courting you the degree that you'd like. In fact, given your shamefully biased coverage since he entered the race, we see no reason you deserve her time. This is a grassroots movement of disparate coalition of the people, and the vice president and Governor Walz are doing exactly what we hoped for since they began a few short weeks ago. We know you desperately want a tight race, which is why you're working incredibly hard to redirect the Trump campaign's death spiral, even if it means distorting the facts, offering unequal time, and neglecting your responsibility to write and speak objectively." Thank you. I mean, it's just that's exactly why these, you know, all of our close personal friends are having such an impact, and why we frequently get called whores and, you know, body shamed and slut shamed. Does that pretty much sum up what's happening to all our?
Oh, I get AIDS jokes thrown at me, so.
AIDS jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's funnier
That's
than
fun.
That?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
So even funnier in the 80s, oh, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Super funny now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, Victor Shi, speaking of our little tiny stem cell influencers.
Yeah.
He said, "This is huge. More than 200 Bush, McCain, and Romney staffers have just endorsed Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. The latest Terrace Walz press release highlighting their coverage and bravery is worth reading." You know, can I just say, who's the guy with the new book out? Not buying your stupid book. McMaster?
McMaster, yeah.
Okay. They don't have the courage to take the next step like these people did and say, you have got to vote. If you value democracy, you have got to vote for Kamala Harris. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that they just, I mean, he was like, oh, I'm a general, you know, you're not supposed to take sides. First of all, he writes a book about how incredibly dangerous and unfit Donald Trump is. But you're not going to say, you won't say that you're not voting for him or that you're going to vote right. for Kamala Harris. You can, stupid book. I'm not buying your stupid book. Oh, by the way, we have that t-shirt. And this one, we have amazing new array of shirts I will be modeling all week. We have Say It to My Face. We have Carmela.
Yeah.
We have Kamala, which caused so much
consternation
yesterday.
Yeah.
Caused a stir yesterday.
First of all, I said Kamala first when I was for her in 2020. Secondly, they're all over everywhere. Amazon, Etsy, whatever. I don't know. Some guy was super mad.
He was mad about
that
the
I
font.
Had a Kamala t-shirt. I'm like, I what?
He was mad about the font.
I didn't. Okay. We can't afford graphic designers. We have fabulously Robert Bruce and George Harris
yes.
supply all of the. They donate their designs for free to yep. the show so that people can, you know, because they want
stuff.
Yeah, they want, you know, Kamala stuff that has the Stephanie right. Miller show right. on it. Oh, people want an I'm a Steph head. Sure. George, Robert, if you're up, and if you're not up, why not?
We don't have one?
I don't think we do. Oh, someone sent a new one, Steph. Something. Repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Step, laugh, Steph, laugh, repeat. Yeah. It's cute. Okay. Anyway, what was my point?
I would get the Chris's Right shirt before they sell out.
I got a Chris's Wrong shirt, which I will be modeling later this week. Okay. You're going to be wrong about that. They're not going to sell out. And then you'll be wrong again. And then we'll make a new shirt that says again, the sequel. Okay. Is it me or is it a particularly tough? Is it just because I was around other people that appreciate me last week and laugh at things I say? It seems like a particularly rough room this week. Is this thing on? Is this an oil painting?
We laugh when you say something funny.
Right.
Shut up! I'm working my ass off over here.
My mom's the number two funniest person.
That's right. We read that this morning.
Carol Burnett is the number two? Who's
funniest, Lucille Ball?
Yeah, Lucille Ball is number one.
No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. Carol Burnett is number one, Lucy.
Not, no.
Let me
ask Don LaFontaine.
Dead LaFontaine?
That's what we're calling him now?
In a perfect world, they would share funniest. Thank you, Don. I know.
And then it was Julie Louis-Dreyfus was third.
Oh, she's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Funny.
Okay. All right. Blah, 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 blah. We are Joe Walsh, aren't we? He kissed me first. Okay, I posted a video. He kissed me first. I did kiss him back.
How did you kiss him back?
Deeply?
On the cheek. On the cheek.
Deeply?
No, on the cheek.
What do you make of Democrats going, the strategy of belittling Trump, diminishing him, you know, making jokes at his expense?
Yes, but more. look, we can't normalize Trump. I think it's a good thing that Democrats are focusing on him because he's uniquely horrible. He is a threat to our democracy. I've got no problem with them making fun of him. and taking weird shots at him. But I wish that would be combined with more genuine and real. He's a threat to democracy.
Thank you. Thank you. See, this is why I kiss Joe Walsh.
He's handsome.
He is. And he's handsome. Funny. Yeah. Yeah, because you got to take the extra step. Like, where is the Liz Cheney's and the Mike Pence's and all the people that know better than anybody what a threat he is to the, not just, you know, America, but the world.
Mm-hmm. They're going to leave their ballots blank instead of, you know.
That's what they're going to do.
That's a vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Then they know that. They know that.
Exactly.
I just like that answer, though. What do you think about people making fun of Trump? Yes, and more. See, he's an improv artist like us. Yes, and. Like the Lincoln Project. I mean, this is how sad his campaign has gotten, mm-hmm. Donald Trump. He's spending thousands of campaign dollars to run his own ads, just shown at Mar-a-Lago, just to make him, to make baby feel, but to calm the colicky baby and have people he knows see pro-Trump. I mean, it's just, they're already voting for him.
Right.
It's just in Palm Beach County?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay. Lincoln.
The numbers are in, Donald. Kamala Harris is a star, a real star. Her TV ratings, bigger than yours, by a lot. Her polls, rising. Yours, blimp. She's winning, Donald. She's better than you on TV, smarter, more charisma, a better speaker, more patriotic, more American, stronger. Even Fox News is hanging up on your crazy calls.
Mr. President, thank you so much, sir.
You've lost it, Donald, and you're about to lose everything.
Oh, God, I love how they just go right at him. Oh, speaking of doing the Dougie, guess who's doing the Dougie the most? His ex-wife, Kristen Emhoff.
Yes, she is. She's amazing.
Yeah, as someone said, when your ex-wife feels this way about you, you're probably a good man. I think I mentioned yesterday, she produced the video about Doug and Kamala falling in love. Yeah. Like they have, and she tweeted, after 33 years of unwavering friendship and two amazing kids, I'm incredibly proud of this man and our blended family. This week has exceeded all my expectations. I'm excited to spend the next 74 days working hard to help Doug and Kamala win this in November. Yeah. I mean, everything they try on the right to cause division on our side, I don't even understand what the dog thing is.
The dog thing is weird.
Okay, so he has a dog he rescued because he promised Gus if he won, you know, when Gus was 10, he said, I get a dog. And so they got a dog. But it's a picture of him
with another,
petting another dog at a dog park, which then they're like, oh, see, that's not his dog. What? Lots of people pet other dogs. I pet every dog I saw in Chicago because I need to get my, you know, my fix when I'm traveling. Yeah. It's a little weird.
It's a strange thing against him because
there's got to be something more to this.
No. They think that he doesn't have a dog named Scout and that it's not a true story. And who cares?
I really can't. Okay. Uncommon Graces says, friendly reminder, post that sign, wear that shirt, rock those chucks, because every time you do, someone sees hope instead of fear, joy instead of animosity, love instead of hate. Someone feels safer because of you, so go for it. Do something. Oklahoma Blue Dot. A lot of people, you know, just different reports of more and more, you know, Harris signs popping up.
Yep.
See, this is why all these shirts are available at stephaniemiller.com. You know, let your freak flag fly, man.
Get the Chris's right shirt.
I would get the Chris's wrong shirt, and that's how you know that all is right with the world. You know, that's not really going to be fair because he's been humping that shirt every segment. So now it's rigged. It's going to be rigged. It's going to be rigged if you win. Okay.
Okay. All right.
47 minutes after the hour.
The Secretary of State.
Rigged. Fake news.
She's going to sue.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by American Financing, which helped us, at the DNC.
Yes.
I'm one of our brand new sponsors. Listen, if you get stressed and your monthly income doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore, you are not alone. A lot of Americans feel that way. If things are expensive, you're reaching for your credit card to cover basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, call American Financing.
Yeah.
They are helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt, even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. And life will throw something your way.
Oh, yeah.
System in my house has anything to do with it. Hang in there, hot water heater.
At least until the man who's trying to kill you for life insurance money comes back.
No, I've explained it to you, Chris. It works unless you use it too much. If just I'm here, it's fine. If anyone else is staying here, it doesn't. How much can you expect of your water heater? Okay.
Expect it to heat water.
Well, yeah. It does sometimes when it feels like it. Interest rates have dropped. A company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees. The perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting not an option. Call today. You could delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security. With SimpliSafe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, as is every day in my life. Ah, today is my first day of lifty weighty days.
Since you fell down?
Yes, because I fell down and went boom.
You didn't make
no, because I was on the road, but so I need a little extra oomph, a little extra oomph.
Yeah.
A little bit of something, something. Say what? Because I, you know, I first of all, it was a long, long week last week. This gives me energy. I had to get back on my bike this Saturday.
Right.
35 miles. I hadn't been on my bike because I've been traveling.
Right.
I'm telling you, Morning Kick is my go-to. It helps me just with your gut health. It nourishes your body, helps boost your energy, and it helps you feel more youthful. Right?
Amongst the youths.
Yes. 10 supplements in one in there. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, you name it. You don't have to have, like, you know, all these different little supplement pills. It's all in there, and you absorb it better through liquid. Go now to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Sue in Rockville. Where'd you go? Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I would just like to say, every time I hear legacy media complain and whine, I think of the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, because they are the agents of their own destruction. By kowtowing to their GOP billionaire owners and becoming nothing more than GOP lapdogs, they forsake journalism. They gave up trying to give people information. And with the growth of social media, citizen journalists like the great late Eric Bollard and people like me have stepped in, like, you know, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, like JoJo from Jurors, like I Am Politics Girl.
Right.
We've stepped in and said, if you're not going to give people the information they need to be informed, accurate, and true so they can make honest comparisons, we're going to do it. And we have the means to do it.
Only with this media, Sue, could we have a, how many times, convicted felon rapist anywhere in contention, insurrectionist anywhere in contention with a candidate the quality of Kamala Harris? Because the mainstream media needs clicks and ratings, right?
And that's why I beg people, I just have to say this, we all know that all polls are garbage. All polls are meaningless. The only poll that matters is Election Day.
Yep.
And I truly, at this point, we turn off any discussion of polls, because the only person, and there is one person who does have accurate kind of, for she looks at it, is Rachel Bitecoffer.
Bitecoffer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rachel does. That's it.
Yep.
No one else comes even close.
Yep, absolutely. By the way, you can see Rachel Bitecoffer on stage with us at the Next Sexy Liberal in Portland, along with Tom Hartman, the smartest man in the universe.
We have a new Portland promo.
Oh, well, my
what a segue.
Rocky Mountain Mike, by all means.
What a
thank
segue.
You so much.
Still here to save America. Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour continues with the next stop, Portland.
There's a place where that idea still exists. I've been there.
Where is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Saturday, September 7th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Join Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Portland sexy liberals. Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to get out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh.
Plus, special panel guests Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitecoffer. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. September 7th, the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Wow, thank you, Rocky Mountain. By the way, I have a love letter. I'll get to it after the break. But just watch the pay-per-view from Chicago, which you can still get last week's show at sexyliberal.com. And they were at Albuquerque. They said because of fast-moving current events, no Sexy Liberal show is identical.
Right.
It's true. I didn't remember what we did in Albuquerque. So please, get the DNC show. It was spectacular. You can still
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show. On our next show, despite the grueling heat, we'll be here talking to Mike McCabe from Substack.
K-100.
NCAP Times Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm